Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
What a bizarre moment. We're working on the sound here. Blinken now testifying in person today before the Senate. And this guy that I didn't know, and he was pretty sober Republican, he wasn't a bomb thrower, wanted to know of Blinken, the Secretary of State, who is it that has the button at the White House? Not the button, not the button for war, but the button to cut Biden off. There's a Biden button. Yesterday, when he was in California, Oregon, in mid-sentence, he was cut off. And Blinken, I don't know about it. What the hell are you talking about? I'm here to talk about Afghanistan. Here's a little bit of how it sounded.
We've all seen this. We saw it as recently as yesterday. Somebody in the White House has authority to press the button and stop the president, cut off the president's speaking ability and sound. Who is that?
Come on, man.
I think anyone who knows the president, including members of this committee, knows that he speaks very clearly and very deliberately for himself. No one else does.
Well, are you saying that there is no one in the White House that can cut him off? Because yesterday that happened, and it's happened a number of times before that. It's been widely reported that somebody has the ability to push the button and cut off his sound and stop him from speaking. Who is that person?
There is no such person. Again, the president speaks for himself, makes all of the strategic decisions, informed by the best advice that he can get from the people around him.
Oh my God.
So are you on a...
All right, so there you go. Thank you. Yeah, he goes on. But they have to keep on with this because this is the type of hilarious stuff that the American public, it dents a little bit.
Well,
that Biden actually has someone who pushes the button to shut him up. They do. Now, I don't know if it's Ron Klain or whatever. When he goes off the script, when he starts to wander and they go, oh man, this is going to look bad, you know, as long as he's just screaming stuff from the script, even if it doesn't make any sense, it's okay. But he did start to go off the script, and he's done it a couple times in the last couple days. Suddenly, there's technical difficulties. This time, there wasn't. It was just clearly the feed. They stopped it. Dan, what were you going to say?
Well, it's funny. It's definitely a funny comment to make, but I think it's a necessary question that needs to be asked. Who's controlling the guy? Who's pulling the strings?
Exactly, because then it bank shots into Afghanistan and everything else. And the fact that Biden actually says it, I was instructed to call upon you, Dan Borowski, next, but I didn't ask any question. I was instructed to call upon you. There you go. The guy, I don't know if he connected the dots. I didn't quite tell, but other people smarter than this guy will on the Republican side, that there's a button pusher there. And what does that get at? What a button pusher with Biden. It's a wonder they let him say anything. All right, so 855-839-1210. That'll be your line to get in. I'll get to AOC with a question of the day because it plays into the side question of the day, I think, big time.
I'm the boss.
Thank you. We have some commentary from her, but I wanted to alert you to something that I got a lot of response on Twitter that is a hopeful sign. Look, and when I put a question up, it's like, gee, Dom, don't you know the answer? It's rhetorical. I put up the question, why are Philadelphia hospitals, some of them world class, without a doubt, why are they not following the example of the Lehigh Valley? In the Lehigh Valley, we have St. Luke's University Health Network. I didn't look up how many hospitals and all that is, but they blanket the Lehigh Valley. They announced after implementing a vaccine mandate for all employees, individuals who were infected with COVID-19 and recovered do not have to take this vaccine for at least a year, from the date they tested positive. You know what this is about? Natural immunities. And where I got this from at National Review, they said, what's the argument against this policy going to be? That this hospital chain doesn't understand human health? They said the network is considering allowing employees to defer vaccinations if they have a natural immunity to COVID. That's for the Lehigh Valley Health Network. In other words, two health, we have one, and the other one's now considering it because of the pressure from the other one in Lehigh Valley. Hello, Philadelphia Inquirer and others, do you think you might want to ask the hospitals, why would they not do this? Are they saying these are morons? Don't go to their hospital. They can't be trusted. But this hospital chain in Pennsylvania, and I don't know if there are other ones in the country doing this, announced a revised policy that says that if you fought off COVID-19 and don't want to get vaccinated, prefer to stick with natural immunity, you can do that. I don't know only why the year, because maybe the science on that will change. Maybe you will have immunity for the rest of your life. Now, there can be testing done to tell if you had a mild case and you didn't know you had it, but definitely if you had it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, they're willing to allow you not to get the vaccine mandate. It might be something you want to explore, because I get these letters. Oh, great listener, Dan. He's a truck driver, so he's able to listen to us a lot, and his wife listens also. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about Bill Devlin and the exemption, the religious exemption, et cetera. And they just said how Dom and Dan play off each other, the differences. Well, glad you noticed that.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, yes. Well, I don't know how much.
Well, we're pretty different. Difference.
Yeah, maybe. Yes, all
well,
right.
We're both different. We're different. Not from one another. We're just, quote, different.
Oh, different. Yes, that part I would agree with. But it was such a, but he's happy because he sees some light at the end of the tunnel. But he was talking about how easy it is to get distraught. Looking at this, well, if St. Luke's Hospital, now look, I can't force the rest of the media. You know why they don't want to do this? They don't want to do it. They don't want to explore this. They don't want to say this question to the Philadelphia hospitals. Well, then what do you know that they don't know? Are they in error here? Don't they know the science of this, or do they know the science and you don't? Now, I don't know the particulars, how cumbersome, et cetera, to do it, but it's just a glaring example, okay? Meanwhile, here, one of the outlets I love writing for, Delaware Valley Journal, if you have not checked them out, it's a great new website here locally. They got a quote from a guy who I didn't even ask Dan to ask this guy again. He's just a cow. He came on once, and he just was like, what kind of show is this? What the heck is this? I'm not used to answering questions like this. His name is Patrick Iding. He's the presidente of the AFL-CIO Philadelphia. Big guy. He's the biggest labor guy in town,
wow,
probably.
Yeah. Big guy.
He was on 3 or 4 years ago because they were dragooning these great union guys who are patriots and believe in America to have to march and rally down at Penn's Landing for people that are here illegally. That's what it was all about. It happened during the summertime. So he came on to defend it. It was, of course, he's not used to having to defend anything in Philadelphia. To say it was convoluted. Here's his quote to the Delaware Valley Journal about all this. I think it's bad for jobs if we don't get vaccinated, Iding said to the Delaware Valley Journal. And people don't have enough sense to do it on their own and take care of other people. If they're putting other people at risk, somebody has to do something. That's Biden. Iding and his response backing up his buddy Joe Biden. That seems almost as garbled as the president. Maybe there should be a button over there at the AFL-CIO they ought to hit when Pat Iding decides to make a statement of some sort.
Come on, man.
Yeah, it's bad for jobs if we don't get vaccinated. And if people don't have enough sense to do it on their own and take care of other people, they're putting people at risk. Somebody has to do something. Now, many unions are not following the guidance of this guy. Thank God for that. But I'd love to get your reaction to this St. Louis thing, St. Luke's thing. I didn't see any others out there. There could be others, but I don't care because this is right here in our backyard, so we make the point about Philadelphia. Now, as far as AOC and the ridiculous dress, she did give several interviews. She told Vogue that she and designer Aurora James had a conversation about what it means to be working-class women of color at the Met. Whoa. And she said, you know, we can't just play along. We need to break the fourth wall and challenge some of the institutions. And you know, while the Met is known for its spectacle, we should have a conversation about it. I just thought it would be fun, Dan. Can you think, I'm trying to think of all the celebrity things that happened during the course of the year. Arguably, this is the most outlandish, expensive, and sickening one imaginable. By the way, I fancy myself too, you know this, Dan, to be, when it comes to women's fashion, I could tell you what's good and what's not. We can do that. We could do a whole show on that. And the dresses, some of these women are pretty attractive. They're just a horror. This was supposed to be American independence or something like that. And instead, the cachet of this with celebrities now is you
what's
have to.
Your girl.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian, you see her?
Yes, didn't look so good.
Yeah, she had the black veil over.
Yeah,
it was not good.
Yeah. Janet J-Lo, not good. I mean, yeah. Now they're going after them because they were on
J-Lo
the red.
J-Lo looked fantastic. Come on.
They were on the red carpet talking about how they hadn't eaten in weeks to fit into these gowns, too. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It is the sickening thing about it. And then they know that part of the celebrity currency, what you need for currency as a celebrity, is to be a social activist, even if you don't know anything. Put it on your dress, tattoo yourself, it's virtue signaling, but it's beyond that. It's celebrity cachet to do that. And I think that's what AOC was doing. The part that bothers me most is the income inequality part of this. Let us alone then. All these billionaires, several of them are, shut up and don't be a billionaire. So, you know, if I were having a conversation ever with AOC, what is the level when you think it's income inequality? Okay, well, I have a different way of looking at it. I happen to think if you're the Kennedys or you're any of these people with $100 million and you want to talk about income inequality, just shut up. You have no right to talk. You're part of the problem then. I don't begrudge you, but people don't want to hear this from you. Give it up then. That's the act. Maybe you should only have, all right, I think if you have a couple million dollars, that's okay. You might still be able to talk about income inequality. Once you go past that, it's pretty obvious you can't talk about it. All right, so the side question of the day, and I think I have a really good one. I think Dan has, oh, God, the corniest one imaginable. But
oh,
he's
yeah.
going to do
oh,
it.
Oh,
We can't stop him. He's going to do it. Is this. We did this, it's got to be a year or a year and a half ago. Remember that TV? I don't know why MasterCard stopped doing it. Priceless. They would come on and they'd give you the cost.
That was a great ad campaign.
Yeah, I remember the one that was golfing, right? And they said, you know, $100 to play the course, $96 for all the golf balls you lost, golf gloves, golf lessons. And it was like $500. Hole in one, priceless. At the end, the priceless. That's what I'm looking for. Something, even if it costs you a little bit, it's still priceless. So when Ro and Dan conspired to put that banner up at the Jersey Shore about me and Dan the show this year, priceless. Even though the guy could have cut Ro a little bit more of a break, Dan, I'm just saying. He did fly around five times. How about another $100 off, buddy? Come on.
Guy.
We had to. Yeah, we helped your business. We did that. It was shocking. And Ro trying to tell me she hurt her ankle and had to stay in the water. And we had to look up to help her ankle.
Yeah, that wasn't a great thing. I mean, just flying over. It was such a fun time.
It was. All the stuff we put up on Twitter, the photos of it all, the whole experience, even I have to say, priceless. All right, Dan, what's yours?
I'm going to take a corny one off the board just because I got to do it strategically because if somebody called this in, it's such a corny answer that I would not want to deem it the winner. But it's one of those answers that if a listener called it in and Dom and I poo-pooed the answer, we'd hear about it after the show. I'm going to take love off the board, Dom. Love is priceless. I think we can all agree on that.
All right, Maisie, you heard that from your guy. All right, priceless. Love. That's a good one to take off the board. Puppies. Come on, you can't go with that. You got to come up with something a little bit more creative. Maybe even something where the backstory is you did spend, it was a splurge, but it was worth it. I think it's 30,000. I've heard rumors it was over 30,000 for a ticket to this Met Gala. Can you imagine?
That's just nice.
Yeah, even if you have a lot of money. Now, I guess they're going to say they're going to write it off. I guess they're going to say, well, you got to be there to network or whatever. And here AOC jumps in, tax the rich on her dress. You know, even for the silly, she's the perfect combination of silliness and danger that's going on because of her celebrity. She is probably, I think right now, the most celeb. I don't know if she's the best known, Dan.
I'm the boss.
Who's the best known in the Congress right now, would you say?
I think it's AOC. Pelosi.
It might be AOC, but I was going to say, even if she's not the best known, which I think arguably she is.
This is not the truth.
Nancy Pelosi, I think, might be better known. She's got the celebrity thing down in a dangerous way more than Nancy Pelosi or anybody else.
So
she's
you're
telling
got me that. I, Fred Flintstone, pedaled my way to work in my mid-2000s Honda Accord, but AOC, who's out there complaining about taxing the rich and all, is
yes.
spending $30,000, the price of a new car, which I could really much use right now, on a gala? Is that what's going on?
Well, yeah, well, but you know, at the rate that Joe Biden's going, that might be only three or four trips to the supermarket in a couple of months.
Oh,
so, yeah,
gosh.
There you go.
All right, so Dom, is just
it was striking a blow for working class women of color and income inequality. The
Come
fact
on,
that I
man.
There's plenty of shots of her mugging and yelling to people, "Hey, J-Lo, how you doing?" and all that. She wasn't having any fun. This was like a text marks on income, tax the rich. Maybe a few years it'll be eat the rich. 855-839-1210.
Oh.
You get on board. Hit us with something that's priceless. And I'd love to hear from women. Who watches this Met Gala? How can you spend all that money and end up with dresses that putrid, by and large? Just put me and Dan in charge. I'm serious. We'll come up with something spectacular, but people are going to like it, particularly men.
You happen to catch Billie Eilish?
No, I saw one photo of it. I couldn't take it.
I thought
it.
She looked great. She was doing like a Marilyn Monroe kind of thing, a Hollywood Barbie.
Yeah, I'd save that for Lady Gaga. That I could see.
Yeah.
Jim wants to know, was Howard Stern at the gala?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Kind of the people he mingles with anymore.
Yeah. And the men all are in like standard tuxedo. They're there. You know, when you're walking around, Dan, with a beautiful woman, Ro has this gold thing you wear to a nightclub, this dress. I had to put a picture up on Twitter. And I feel like you're just in a pinch. I don't care what you do, how you look. You know, you're just along for the ride. That's where those guys are at this. And the craziness of the stuff they come up with. What's the name? Kamala Harris's stepchild.
Hey, Robin, I was at the gala yesterday. I was with Jimmy Kimmel. And let me just say this, because I'm going to be taking another vacation real soon.
Hey, is Dom Giordano going to sit in for you? All right, thank you.
I don't care who's going to sit in for me, Robin. They stole that bit from me, Robin. They stole that from me. Hey, Baba Booey.
8-5, don't start that. 855-839-1210. I didn't even know he was coming my way. He's out. He's loose. That's the earliest impression of Jim Kelly ever. All right, you get him right now with Dom and Dan and Howard at 855-839-1210. All right, welcome in, everyone. Dom Giordano Show. Look, too many times people just either bypass this and say it's silliness with AOC, or they just get enraged versus breaking it down and seeing, is there something here that's the danger and something that can be used to defeat them? Look, yeah, Ilhan Omar and Tlaib particularly are not as dangerous. The hatred shows through. They can't control themselves. This woman has a lot of social media savvy, things like that, and what she did here. She's a bigger threat. She's a huge threat. She threatens Schumer. That's why he plays ball with them. She threatens Nancy Pelosi. I'm not saying publicly saying, I'm winning, you're not here. I'm saying behind the scenes, her influence is undue, without a doubt. But this whole income inequality thing is the same thing as the affirmative action nonsense. How many times have we said, with this guy that Dan's trying to get on, the head of the Pennsylvania teachers, right? They put out this podcast talking about how unfair it is. They give an example. There's going to be a dance group at a school. And, you know, the father says, boy, my daughter has been working really hard, white father. The Latino mother in this says, oh, yeah, she's been having lessons since she's three. It's white privilege. She shouldn't be on the team. My daughter should be. Well, I would argue the head of the PSEA shouldn't be a white guy. Joe Biden shouldn't be president. Based on what then? The best example out there today is Gavin Newsom. Again, Dan, I wish you had been there to see this. When Gavin Newsom was on tour, yeah. I give him credit. He came in studio. I think we have a picture somewhere. If we have a picture, we ought to put that up on a website. He truly is an unbelievable-looking guy, Hollywood, California style. Even the way he had the shirt collar on one side tucked in.
Don, you're a classy guy.
Thank you very much. I wasn't ready for that. I don't think I had on the suit that day. I should have done that.
Yeah.
But he's about 6'4", too. I mean, he was tanned. It was like February. Mm-hmm. I mean, what the hell, you know. Yeah, yeah. So.
Well, it's a tanning booth. I mean.
Yeah.
You know, you probably spray on tans, tanning booths, yeah.
So Newsom is the son of an incredibly powerful statewide judge who was the conservator of the Getty fortune. All their deeds and all their and everything like that. And there's a huge San Francisco impact of wealthy, wealthy, some of the wealthiest people in the country that have always backed him. So he wasn't even born on third base. I mean, he's like 5 feet from home. He doesn't want to slide, though. I'm not going to slide into home plate. I'm going to go in standing up. He's born right there. Larry Elder, on the other hand, who's called the white supremacist,
what?
Is the son of a Marine who had to work two jobs and grew up in South Central L.A. And yet, you still hear the same bleedings of the same nonsense they try to get away with. Now, I think AOC did not have a hard scrapple background at all. She did work as a bartender, but Carlson has shown what her real background is. Where they moved in the suburbs, really good school. She didn't come from poverty or anything like that. This constant, though, this taxation always filters down to the middle class. And they can't understand why umpteen people in the middle class don't get juiced up over that. And you know why? Because they're not losers. They're too busy trying to figure out how can they create enough wealth in their own life, and maybe more importantly in my mind, passing on to DJ and Luke or your kids.
Yes.
That's what they're thinking about doing. They're not worried that Borowski Enterprises is worth X amount. They're trying to catch up on it or be worth more and fulfill, run their own race and do their own American dream. But they chip, chip, chip away with enough stuff and they think ultimately they're going to win. But they should lose on the inequality thing because they're the glaring example of it. How much money do you have to have before you have to shut up? You can be a millionaire and still talk about inequality in the country if that's the way you see the world. But after that, once you have a few million, give it up then. Isn't that the logic of this? Why would you be worth $100 million and that's your issue? Income inequality. You're the issue. The worst of the Kennedys, though. It's the worst that I can think of off the top of mind. How many generations of these knockoff Kennedys now do we have? All right, so 855-839-1210. You get a line. You can get on board. By the way, I just saw this. We have a doctor. I mean, Wolfman Hack. I know he looks like this dithering little fool. He plays hardball. They're going after doctors now across Pennsylvania who have been involved in looking at medical exemptions for kids in school around the mask. And in one case here, they have a doctor who makes the argument that this is part of the problem. The Philadelphia Inquirer, a lung doctor at the University of Michigan who focuses on patients with respiratory illness, has yet to issue an exemption for her patients. She says, in what universe could the mask cause any problem for anybody? A cloth mask, not the N95, saying that they're overblowing the health impact on this. Okay? See, they still will not give an inch on that issue with the mask. And then there's the mental health about it. So this doctor in Lebanon County is now going to be bludgeoned across disciplinary boards. That's where they're going. That's Wolf. He's going to come after every single person involved in this. He is going to bludgeon Penridge on this. He's going to go after that Lebanon County DA that we had on. But I think he's going to get a rude awakening with her. She's a star, and she's going to push back hard on this, and she's going to make even more of a name. It's out of control. He didn't put in that you need a doctor's note or a signature from a doctor in his own tepid mandate, if that's what it is. So why can't parents decide then? If they want to attest, yeah, my kid has problems with this. Yeah, well, we don't think the problems are high enough. Get out of here. As far as I can tell, around our area, there are schools that are still holding out on this. They should be supported and saluted. And across the state, there are a lot of them. But every time you see this guy, let's face it, he looks like a strong wind with Nakamura Wolf. He is a stone-cold progressive out of control. He will go to the ends of the earth to bludgeon his way through this. That's what he's about. That's what they're about. Okay, get in now. Hit us. I'm coming to the side question, too. Something that is priceless. In other words, even if you had to spend a good bit of money for it, it's priceless. Maybe not 30 grand. Can you imagine waking up the next day, you spent 30 grand for the Met Gala? A table, Dan. You can get a table for $275,000. I mean, for the Feast of the Seven... For the Feast of the Seven Fishes, I might let you be the name sponsor for the next 25 years.
So my assumption was that $30,000 would buy you a table. So the
$30,000
buys you a seat at a table that you're randomly assigned to?
I'm not sure about the random, but yeah, it but might the, be. Yeah. And it's $275,000 if you want your own table. And I don't think, you know, everything considered that they seat more than five or six people at that table. You want a table there, baby. That's it.
Wow.
Can you imagine fighting over the flowers at that table, what it's like? You're at a table with J-Lo. You think they're taking his flowers on that table home? I don't think so. What is it? You know, men are competitive, right? Okay.
That's the word.
But women, when it comes to those flowers at the end of the night that were on the table, I could see people staking that out in the first 10 seconds that they sit down. I mean, at some of my events, I've said, well, why don't we just put two or three on a table? Ah, it's not in the budget. Well, I don't want any fights here.
You just see the person across the table, you know, slide the centerpiece into their purse, you know.
Yeah, it starts to inch over toward their, oh, I was just moving that so you have more room here. Yes. Yeah, who determines who gets it? Why don't you take it? No, okay, I will take it. Yeah.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.